Toyota salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Tom Rajo and Bill. Tom Joslin and Bill Rajo, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. We're looking now at after the fall of Afghanistan, Al-Qaeda in and around the region of Kabul. However, Tom, I come to you because in your write-up of the presentation by Zawahiri for the 20th year mark since the attack on New York and Washington, you note that there were edits inside this with representations from other groups, chiefly the AQAP, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, and AQIM, Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. We've spoken of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. What is the significance that Zawahiri is sharing time with the new leaders of AQAP and AQIM? Are we to regard those as senior members of the Al-Qaeda network? And what does that mean going forward, Tom?
You know, John, yeah, years ago, the U.S. adopted this false dichotomy, basically saying the Al-Qaeda core was in Afghanistan and Pakistan, and everything else that was labeled Al-Qaeda was really just affiliated or loosely affiliated or not really part of the quote-unquote core. And this was used to justify a policy of saying if we defeat the core, then we don't have to worry about everything else as much. But the problem with that was it was never an evidence-based paradigm for understanding Al-Qaeda, because we've documented numerous times how the leaders of these so-called affiliates of Al-Qaeda really are just senior Al-Qaeda leaders. You know, AQAP, for example, has been integrated into the Al-Qaeda chain of command at the highest levels since its inception, since its founding. And the first emir of AQAP, Nasr al-Wahhashi, who was killed in 2015, was actually the deputy emir of Al-Qaeda globally. So he was number two at one point in the pecking order for Al-Qaeda. Today, Khalid Batarfi, who leads AQAP, certainly speaks and acts as a senior Al-Qaeda leader. He's probably part of the senior Al-Qaeda leadership team. Last year, the head of AQIM, Abdul Malik Jugdel, who was killed in a terrorism strike by France, the French came out afterwards and said that he was part of the management team. He was actually a deputy emir to Ayman al-Zawahiri himself. And so the bottom line is that while Al-Qaeda maintains a leadership cadre in Afghanistan and Pakistan, for sure, they have a leadership cadre in Iran, which is very important and influential. They have senior managers or leaders of Al-Qaeda elsewhere embedded within the so-called branches of Al-Qaeda, because they are, in fact, a global organization. And these branches of Al-Qaeda are fighting to build Islamic Emirates, similar to the Taliban's Islamic Emirate in Afghanistan, in these different places, whether it be Yemen or East Africa or West Africa. There's a contentious story in Syria we don't have time to get into. But the bottom line is that this is all part of a global scheme that Al-Qaeda has. It's still not very well understood to this day.
And Bill, because you and Tom both look at a great deal of material from CENTCOM, which is the DOD's command that spans all of this region, reaches into Africa sometimes. I'm not certain. It's always a moving story. Does CENTCOM focus or have an ongoing concern of these many faces of Al-Qaeda as it did, say, 10 years ago? Or has the DOD turned to other concerns like geopolitical powers? What is the measure today, Bill?
Yeah, it's difficult to assess. I mean, I could only tell. When you just look at the effort in Afghanistan, I think you could see how CENTCOM really seems to have put aside what was known as the war on terror and really deprioritized it. CENTCOM is still engaged in multiple conflicts in the Middle East, in Iraq and Syria. Not directly engaged in Afghanistan any longer. And there's some engagement in Yemen and other places, but it's really scaled back what was known as the war on terror. My estimation is that CENTCOM really isn't interested in fighting this war any longer. This is something really more DOD wide. The great competition, powers, argument, you know, pivot to China, pivot to Russia. These types of arguments make are a lot more appealing to big DOD because they get back to doing things that they think they're good at, which I question that maybe we're not so good at these things. You know, people could say, well, we just lost a small war in Afghanistan, if they'll even admit that we lost. But the reality is when you lose small, it really affects the way you lose, you know, how you operate big. And we watched a lot of failure in Afghanistan. And these generals have risen through to the top level of the military. General Dunford, for instance, was the commander in Afghanistan, became chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff up till 2019, you know, et cetera. And so we've seen this time and time again. So, you know, CENTCOM, whose area of operations is the Middle East, and Afghanistan's thrown in there as well, should be very focused on the, you know, war on terror issues. But really, I think if CENTCOM had its way, it would wash its hands completely of all of this.
Tom, your thoughts right now about al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, if it is, in the region and around. Are you seeing re-energized by the fall of Kabul, or is the propaganda still being put together?
No, I mean, al-Qaeda maintains a cohesive network to this day. This is one of the big intellectual failures of the post 9/11 world, is that it was never really understood or totally defeated. America had many missteps along these lines. But you know, al-Qaeda, we've documented more than 30 either al-Qaeda groups or like-minded individuals, other jihadists, are all celebrating the Taliban's victory in Afghanistan as a boon for the global jihadist movement and for al-Qaeda. And al-Qaeda itself came out with a statement saying this is an historic victory. The bottom line is there are a lot of people who downplayed al-Qaeda for years and are downplaying al-Qaeda now and are trying to dismiss the idea that al-Qaeda won here. But I think that more than 12 years of consistent regular reporting along where journalists shows that al-Qaeda was invested heavily in this fight, and they did in fact win. And that we shouldn't run away from the American incompetence at the heart of this failure. We need to document and understand it so that America doesn't do this ever again.
And the al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, is that now reported accurately after the fall of Afghanistan? Has there been a change, not just in American leadership, but let's look at European reporting. What are you seeing, Tom, to all these documented details of al-Qaeda operatives now in the cabinet?
Well, the reporting is always a mishmash because there aren't very many people who actually have taken the time to really understand al-Qaeda or how it operates. So one of the things you see in reporting, for example, is this idea that al-Qaeda is going to make a comeback or be reconstituted in Afghanistan. This is ridiculous, right? Bill and I have been showing their consistent insurgency footprint across Afghanistan, again, for more than a dozen years. The idea that they need to be reconstituted sort of has missed the boat. The truth is that there probably will be a reconstitution of the external operations part of al-Qaeda, which is that targeting the West inside Afghanistan, though they've had that capability from inside Afghanistan as well. It's just been suppressed by the American presence. So the idea here that al-Qaeda needs a comeback in Afghanistan when they just helped the Taliban win the war really shows you just how uninvested in these issues and how uninvested the American elite were in trying to understand who it was that America was fighting all these years.
Tom Joslin, Bill Raggio, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. They are senior fellows. They keep the Long War Journal. Their podcast is Generation Jihad. I highly recommend Long War Journal as the al-Qaeda threat changes from is it in Afghanistan to the al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula or al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb or the al-Qaeda elements in Africa. Tom and Bill and their colleagues will follow this story where it goes. However, the larger story of what is happening in Afghanistan is largely lost to us now because the Taliban has dropped the fog of war. What reporting there will be reflected in Long War Journal. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip plan.